Well, Marcos, welcome once again to the radio station, and you are from Snake River Concealment, and I see you've brought your latest, newest student with you.
Thanks for having me. I have my son here. He is enjoying some Ritz crackers and a little bit of baby show tunes, you can call them.
Yeah. So if you hear some noise in the background, that's what's going on. Well, I'm going to hit go live here so we can get some people commenting if they'd like to on Facebook. So, and I got to make sure that they can see you because I'm ugly and they don't need to see me.
I'm not any better looking.
So let's talk about Snake River Concealment. Okay, you guys, we've talked about this before, but you take care of making sure people are, first off, knowledgeable about weapons, and then you make sure they understand the obligations of carrying a gun concealed, right?
Yeah, and so what we do in our classes is when we do a legal section or a legal part of IDO Enhanced Concealed Weapons License, we talk about the legalities of the manner in which you need to carry your firearm, the equipment that you need to carry it with. We talk about the laws that require you to know your self-defense standards and your standard ground laws. And so we cover quite a gamut of things to ensure people have the right information and the proper tools and training to be able to do that.
Now, a lot of reasons, I guess, to carry a concealed weapon, but we want to make sure that people are safe. What are some of the reasons people feel that they need to do this? I'm sure it's just feel good about carrying a weapon with them? Is that kind of what the idea is?
Yeah, you know, there's been talk about the uncertainties of what's happening in the next few months, especially with the pandemic and everything. And so a lot of folks that we have seen have been because of that. But yeah, most folks just want to know that they have a way to defend themselves.
Right.
So a lot of them are new gun owners, which we are very happy to have.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just, you know, people just want to have that sense of security with them.
Yeah. Well, and of course, concealment means that it's not, it's hidden away. So as a police officer, you also bring some experience about pulling somebody maybe with questioning that you have, you know, you pull them over and you assume, I'm going to guess, that everybody has a weapon on it until you know different, right?
We do, yeah. And that's a lot of the questions that we get. What do you expect or what do you want individuals to do when they get pulled over for, you know, maybe a minor speeding infraction or something like that?
Yeah, or just brake light out or whatever.
Yeah, and generally, you know, you can advise the officer. Idaho is what we call a not a duty to inform state, which means that you are not required to advise the officer immediately.
Right.
But it is one of those kind of a polite gesture to just let them know, hey, you know, I do have a CCW pistol with me, and generally they'll ask, where is it?
Yeah.
You know, is it in the vehicle, in the glove box? And generally that's where a lot of people keep their insurance information, registration. So it's just kind of nice to have that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about classes. So you have classes, and the classes that you offer both instruction, and then you go out on the range, right?
Yeah, so we do the legal portion where we talk, as I mentioned earlier, about all the legal technicalities of concealing a firearm, the Idaho laws revolving around that. And then we do the live fire segment, which is also required. And in that live fire segment, we do some shooting drills to kind of give people an idea of things they can do at home, things that we call dry fire drills, you know, being able to draw your firearm correctly, being
right.
able to perform a proper magazine exchange or reload. So we do quite a variety of things on the range, and we also still offer even more advanced techniques that if somebody's interested in, they can do that.
Let me ask you this. What is what's the rules behind? Okay, so you have your weapon with you. When is the proper time and when isn't the proper time? When you're feeling threatened, or when does one engage with what they have on them?
Well, there's a specific law that says that fear is not justification enough. So if you're just fearful, that is not justification. There has to be imminence has to be involved in it. Great bodily injury or death has to also be involved in it. And we have very, really good scenarios that we have in our legal section that covers that.
Wow.
We actually get to watch live footage of these incidents unfolding, and we talk about it as a classroom and say, would this be considered a use of force, a life or death situation? Is this
right.
something that somebody maybe overreacted on by pulling a firearm? So we have a very broad spectrum of videos we get to watch and compare it to maybe an incident that somebody maybe dealt with, you know, recently, years ago,
right.
or something like that. So that really helps quite a bit.
So imminent danger and knowing that your life or your family's life, especially if you're at home, it's 2 a.m, you hear something, the dogs are barking, you go out and there's somebody standing there in the living room, Your first off is, what are you doing here? You might want to turn right. around and leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to get them to leave, I would guess, is the first
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's something that we talk about quite frequently is, you know, what if somebody breaks into my home? Well, Stand Your Ground protects you for that. We also have laws that protect you civilly if you're found to be justified in the shooting. And
right.
so that's another part that a lot of people don't quite understand, that even though you have a defensive shooting, in some states you can be sued civilly because of the damages.
Right. Okay. So anyway, all of that is covered. Let everybody know how to get a hold of you and make sure that they're on the list for the next class.
So we have a class coming up tomorrow night. It is at 5:30. It is going to be a legal class. You can get a hold of us at snakeriverconcealment.com or Facebook or Instagram. And generally, Facebook messaging is the easiest, but we also have texting that's available, and also just, you know, your run-of-the-mill phone calls.
Okay. And those are held in Jerome, right? You guys have
yes,
them there
we
Jerome.
Do all of our legal classes here in Jerome. Okay. We have our range that we use out on Highway 93. Depending on the situation, we've been asked if we would travel, and that has been something that we've thought of, just because some folks maybe can't make it to Jerome, especially on a weekend or something. So depending on the circumstances, we can travel a little bit.
All right. Marcos, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and good luck, and thank you for doing this. This is awesome. This makes me feel better that there's a police officer making sure that people know what they need to do, how they need to properly use their weapon. So that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
All right. Appreciate it.
Like what you just